anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guy. Anything and everything
will open your mind.
Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Doris is your guy. Anything and everything
will open your mind.
Anything and everything with Doris. Anything and everything with Doris is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Doris.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to the Anything and Everything with Doris podcast, and I am your host, Doris. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, where they play uplifting music to get you through the day. You can find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome. I hope you've been blessed since our last episode. If you have been following along on the Military Injustice episodes, then you know of a man named Alexander Loya quite well. You understand his situation seems hopeless, yet he still not only continues to fight for his freedom, but he also sees miracles every time he turns around. I have been blessed to share some of them with you, such as the miracle of ice, or the boxed miracle. And now, with his permission, I'm going to read to you a story of how Alex has turned a day of worry into great joy by the grace of God. I will call this story Gratitude. I'm going to read it to you directly from his letter in his own words. First, I will read my response to him and his response to me, and then the full story. My response. Alex, this is a very encouraging letter. I also know that music can be healing. There is such a therapy called music therapy. So play and sing joyous and happy music to keep your spirits up, and that will help you heal. You must remain positive no matter what in order to stay healthy. I also think this is such an inspiring letter that would it be okay if I share this letter and also to your blog for your children? Keeping you in prayer, keep the faith. I received Alex's encouraging letter on 4th of July, and he responded back to me on July 5th with, "Hi, Doris. Yeah, absolutely. Share it and show it to my babies." Now I will read it to you, the full story, that I call Gratitude. Connor, Carol Lee, and Carissa, if you are listening, this is your dad's story. So, let me tell you how a day that was supposed to be a day of great worry turned into a day of great joy. A little background so you can appreciate the joy and you can see the hand of God. While in prison, as you know, I learned to play the guitar and I have been writing songs, which brings me much joy and satisfaction and hope. I will be on the cover of Rolling Stone one day, you'll see. However, ever since the COVID-19 outbreak, we have not been allowed to go out on the rec field. We have been locked down to our buildings. So for, I guess, since March or so, we haven't gone to rec, and I have not been able to play the guitar. Which saddens me, because since I don't know how to write music, I have to keep practicing my songs so as not to forget how they go on the guitar. I have been concerned that I will forget some of my songs, and even if I figure them out again, it probably won't be the same. So I have desired of the Lord. I have even asked the warden to let us check guitars out once we started going out to rec for an hour again. But then the virus came here, and they shut everything down again. So I was bummed out about not being able to play the guitar. Then, one thing that has been an enjoyment to me while in confinement here is that I could buy tea bags on commissary, and I could make me some sweet iced tea. I used to buy tea, and every day I would have a bottle of iced sweet tea. But then one day the tea was discontinued, and we could no longer buy it. I was bummed out about that because I could no longer have iced tea, which I really like. When I was told yesterday that I had tested positive for the coronavirus and was told to pack my bags and get ready to move, as I was packing my bags, instead of feeling worried about the fact that I tested positive and was going to be moved to a COVID building, I had this persistent sense of peace from the Lord and this joy. I could hear the Spirit of the Lord telling me, "Don't worry, it's going to be all right. I got something good for you there in the COVID building." It was a feeling like when I first went to Bible college. As I was going there, he kept saying, "I got something great for you there." And the 4 years of Bible college were certainly among the happiest and the best. But yesterday, when I had that feeling of peace from the Lord, saying he's got it and telling me, "I got something great for you there," at the COVID building, I said, "Why do I feel this way? Peaceful and joyful, and as though I know there is something good for me there. What could be so great about going to a COVID building?" But as I walked around the building, I did my walk of gratitude. That's when you thank the Lord with each step as you walk somewhere and really feel the thankfulness. And I was just trying to remain thankful, trying to walk the talk, as they say. Anyway, we packed our bags and we walked on over to building 54 on the other side of the compound. And as we walked across the grass, I kept having this feeling, "I've got something great for you there." And I was like, "I don't know what could be so great about taking me to a COVID building unless you got a guitar in there for me somewhere," and kept walking, trying to stay consciously thankful per my recent revelation of gratitude. When I walked into the building, the first thing that I noticed was that it is a really nice and spacious building and that it was air-conditioned, which was a relief by itself, because my old building has no air conditioning, and it gets hot like a brick oven there. We are always sweating, and I carry a sweat rag with me to wipe the sweat off me. Building 54, however, is very nice in facilities and temperature-wise. At any rate, when I got here, one of the cops who's directing everyone arriving says to me, "Grab yourself a room on the first floor from 124 through 127 and find a roommate." So I look at the rooms in front of me on the first floor, coming in from this side of the building, and I just head on to room 125. I am happy to see that they are two-man rooms instead of four-man rooms. And since the guys that lived here are gone, I grabbed the bottom bunk. The lockers in a room, one per room occupant, are both secured, just like we secured our lockers in Building 12, where I was before, by putting our locks on them, storing our property. So I put my stuff on the bunk, turn around to go out the room to find a roommate, and from inside the room, as I turned around to walk out, immediately in front of my room, written with big letters on the ledge of the second floor walkway across the common area is the word gratitude. I'm like, no way. But there it is in big letters right in front of the room I landed on. Gratitude. Needless to say, since I have been all in a gratitude as of late, more than usual, as you all well know, I literally had to laugh and say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Just saying the word gratitude written right in front of the room I landed in encouraged me and caused me to rejoice no end. So, I stand there at the door looking for a roommate among people walking in. I had my bass player in mind when suddenly this old lone Korean man whom I helped read some legal paperwork, because he can't hardly speak any English. So I read his lawyer's appeal for him to him, pausing to explain until he understood. Well, he walks in, sees me, smiles, and does a beeline to me. I'm like, oh no, only because since he is old, I'm going to have to give up the bottom bunk to him out of respect for the elderly. But I see him struggling with his two bags, and so I walk over and meet him halfway and took one bag from him. And I tell him, so I assume you want the bottom bunk. He says, oh, yes. And I'm like, bummer. But at the same time, I am happy to help him. So I bring him to my room. I get my stuff off the bottom bunk and put it in the top bunk. And he sets up and I proceed to take my things out of one of my two bags and set them up on top of the locker marked for the top bunk. As I do this, I look down on the floor, and right there, immediately, at the bottom of the locker, is a guitar pick. I say, ha! I grab it, looked at it, and say, now, Lord, if only you had a guitar for me in here, that would make me very happy. I look out the door across the common area, and I read the word, gratitude. I laugh to myself and say, thank you, and try to feel the thank you. My Korean friend goes to sleep, and I go take a shower. When I come out of the shower, the owner of the room is there. He had left with everyone from the building, but once out there, he had a fever, and so they sent him right back in. So he wants his bed back, especially since his locker is in that room. It was at this time that the scary event took place. While I was in the shower, and the owner of the room came back to his room. Long story short, we found a bottom bunk for my Korean friend, Mr. Moon, in another room, and this owner of the room sets up on his bed. He tells me, you want this locker? Pointing to the second locker other than the one he opened. I say, well, that belongs to someone else. We can't break in. He says, no, it don't belong to no one else. I room alone. That's my stuff in that locker. Let me take my stuff out and you can have it. It belonged to my cellmate, but he left. He ain't coming back. So he takes out some things and then he tells me, you can have whatever is left in there. It ain't mine. He, his old roommate, left some things there. So, I go to clear the locker, and lo and behold, there is a box of tea bags. I'm like, no way! Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord! 'Cause I love sweet iced tea. But they stopped selling it months ago. And I think of the word across the common area. So I laugh and tell my new cellmate, Potts is his name. Man, a box of tea. Can I have this? He says, Yeah, it ain't mine. My old Sally left it here when he left. I don't drink tea. You can have it. I say, well, thank you. I love tea. And I look over across the common area. Gratitude. Then I say, hey, I found a guitar pick on the floor here. Is it yours? He says, no. I say, now, if only there was a guitar in this building, I would be a happy man. He says, well, there are a bunch of guitars in that room over there. And he points to the end of the hallway under the gratitude sign. I say, are you for real? He says, yeah, come, let me show you. He gets up, I follow him, and he shows me a room where there are not one, not two, but tons of guitars. And I am just about ready to swoon. There are a ton of guitars there waiting to be played. That night, last night, I went to bed. And all I could think of was gratitude, feeling it all in my heart. Today, I wanted to email you, but there was a bunch of guys in line waiting for the computer. So I was in a room talking with Potts. After a while, I say, well, I better get in line to email my family and friends. We walk out, he ahead of me, and he says, hey, you got lucky. There is no line for the computer. So I walk and get on computer without having to wait online, and I email you. Y'all, be encouraged. Everything will be just fine. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Alex Loya. I hope this letter gives you encouragement in your life, no matter what you're going through. Thank you for listening, and God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening, and until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. Anything and Everything with Doris is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out a few days a week, so come on back. If you have an idea for a topic, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on our social media pages by checking out all links below. Need a good laugh? Subscribe to our YouTube channel found in the links below, where you can watch our skits, video pods, and listen to our podcast all in one place. See you there. If you would like to support all that we offer, feel free to donate any amount your heart is comfortable with at paypal.me/yappystudio, or just click on the link below. Check our show notes below for all references and links mentioned. And as always, we thank you for joining us today. God bless.